what is the value, really, of knowing the outcome of the election maybe a couple of hours before it happened? Is there some, I mean, I suppose if you're a campaign operator, you could go and flood some voting precincts and possibly try to change the outcome. But for armchair pundits, people just sitting around, why is it so tantalizing just to have a clue that might suggest what the outcome is going to be so you could predict in your phone calls to your argumentative friend on the other side of the aisle, or your mother, or your equally politically astute band of pals? Well, there is a lot of value to figuring out what's going on and how things are trending, even on election day. We all know about exit polls. Exit polls have been famously accurate about outcomes of elections and famously inaccurate, but there are other measures as well, and we've been consistently checking in with our good friend Seth Stevens-Davidowitz, who thinks that Google searches and the trends of what people are searching for and why and where could tell us a lot of interesting things about what voters might be thinking or doing today. Seth, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, John.
All right. So first of all, what questions does it occur to you to pose, or search combinations does it occur to you to pose, to take a look at how the events of the last week or so have really changed this race in any way?
I've been looking at a lot of things. Turnout, I've still been watching. Could be down a little bit in Colorado and Pennsylvania and some Democratic areas. So you might see Obama do a little worse in the polls there, I think.
Now, what are you basing that turnout on? Why do you think turnout might be down in Colorado based on Google searches?
How many people are searching how to vote, where to vote, voting locations, vote 2012, things like that, tend to predict where turnout will be high or low. I found in the previous, at least the previous two election cycles, so could do the same in this election cycle.
Now, what if those are new people who don't know where their polling stations are, and that you're basically getting additional people, not a reduced number, because most of the people already figured it out. They voted 4 years ago. They know where they're going.
Well, what we're interested in is not people who vote every time and already know their voting locations. We're interested in kind of the swing. The people who may turn out occasionally, and they kind of need to do these searches to find out where to vote. So we think that's why it has predictive power.
So the impulse voter, the person that doesn't quite have their act together and has to really Google search their way through life, these people indicate what thousands, perhaps millions of Americans are going to be doing on a given day.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, what about attitudes about the candidates? Impact of Sandy, for instance? Any way to tell?
Yeah, Sandy was a positive for Obama, I think, no question in the Google data. The big thing related to Romney with Sandy was his potential cuts to FEMA. That got a lot of attention on Google. And the big thing with Obama with Sandy was this bromance with Chris Christie. If I were Romney, I'd be so freaking pissed at Chris Christie right now, because people love this Christie-Obama combination. A lot of people also falsely think that Christie has endorsed Obama.
Really?
Of course he hasn't.
Just because of the so-called bromance.
So that got a lot of attention on Google. Probably the biggest rising search related to Obama is his new friendship with Chris Christie.
Now, where did bromance come from? Did that emerge on Google, or is that just some snarky thing that you came up with yourself?
Yeah, snarky thing that I came up with myself.
All right. Well, that's why you're at Harvard, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, so let's talk about maybe some of the Senate races, some of the smaller races, some of the swing state cliffhangers in Florida and Ohio, for instance.
Yeah, Ohio's interesting. I think Romney's ad with the cars really backfired in Ohio. You look at searches for Romney lies, they were pretty much the same throughout the election cycle in Ohio and the rest of the country. But the last week, they've been twice as high in Ohio as the rest of the country. And I think it's due to these ads about the bailout, which have been of a questionable accuracy, I would say.
Now, was that the ad that related to the Jeep, or was that the ad that related to another car industry ad?
Yeah, I think the Jeep stuff was really, people were really thinking that Romney has a tendency to shade the truth in Ohio after that ad.
Oh, that's interesting. That could possibly be decisive. What about Florida?
Florida, one of the things that is interesting is in Miami, definitely the voting lines, voting weights, Google searches. You don't know, it's hard to know how many of these people decided not to show up after doing their Google searches of how long is the line in Miami. But you figure the news sites they went to, which said there are about 6-hour waits, wouldn't exactly make them likely to turn out after making those Google searches. So that could be a bad sign for Obama there.
In the sense that people's threshold to go in and register and actually be a part of it, you know, the trigger point is, you know, 6 hours or below. They're not going to do what they did 4 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I think people were definitely looking into how long the wait was going to be, and I don't think they were particularly happy with what they found online. So we'll see.
So your theory is, if people are asking how long the line is, they're basically calculating, do I really have to do this today? How much of a pain is it? And if they're not asking that, they're basically, I'm going to vote no matter what. It's a matter of principle with them, and that favors Obama.
I think that's possible. We'll have to see when the actual numbers come out. Yeah.
What's the most ridiculous, scary, weird thing you've seen Google trending today at all without getting us all fired?
I think one of the things that I find really, really interesting is the number of people who search like the last night or the last morning for who should I vote for quizzes and stuff like that. And I think they legitimately are undecided voters making these searches. So when you think about it, you know, the two-bit sites that are the first or second site that come up for these searches have to be some of the most powerful the owners of those sites have to be some of the most powerful people in America. I think if they really rigged those questions or, you know, kind of used some persuasion tactics, they'd have the final look for tons of undecided voters in America.
So you say tons, but it's millions of people going to these quizzes on the last night?
Yeah, it's a lot of people that go. I mean, there are undecided voters is a relatively small percentage of the electorate, but of those people, I think definitely when you look at the number of searches, it's definitely a lot of people making these types of searches, yeah.
Seth Stevens Davidowitz, who's a doctoral candidate in economics at Harvard, looking at Google searches as an indication of some trends in the U.S. electorate on this election day. Seth, thanks so much.
Thanks again for having me, John.
And did you vote? Seth, go.
I did not look up how to vote, where to vote, or vote.
Well, so. Get to it, buddy. Get going there. As you make your way to the polls today out there, we're asking for your thoughts on the election.
This is one thing everyone is missing through all these interviews, polls, and all of this nonsense that is going on. The president does not make pro-choice or anti-abortion or all of those issues that we're talking about on a daily basis. He only presents the policy.
Saeed, thanks so much. Called us at 877-8-MY-TAKE to weigh in on that conversation. You can do it too. Coming up, ballot measures throughout the country that do affect policy. Are you voting on any? That's next. Stay with us.
Thank you.